All dogs hate doors. They keep you inside when you want to go outside, and outside when everyone else is inside. The front door blocks the garden, the kitchen door blocks the water bowl, and the pantry door blocks all the food a dog could ever eat. But in my house, the worst was the study door. Bangs, fizzles, pops, and whizzes sounded through the study door, perking my ears. My pack stayed behind the study door all day and kept me locked out. There was a small gap between the door and the floor where I liked to stick my nose. I smelled burning grass, boiled bones, and sweet nectar. What are they doing in there? I would wonder. One hot summer day, I couldn't stand it anymore. I stood outside the study door and barked my loudest bark. Woof!
Stop that, nosewise,
I heard Merlin say on the other side. I didn't like disobeying Merlin, but I was bored. My claws slashed at the study door, tearing away splinters. I barked directly into the gap. Stupid door! The handle above me jiggled and turned. The door swung open, sucking air past my ears. The towering figure of my master, Merlin, stood before me. Long, flowing robes rose up from his feet, past knobby knees and a rounded belly, and finally disappeared under his bushy beard. His eyebrows arched, and his long nose bent down at me. Is he angry? I wondered.
Nosewise,
he said in a kind voice. He knelt and offered his hand.
Are you feeling abandoned?
I pressed my forehead into his palm and wagged my tail shamelessly. A warm smile crossed his face.
Master Merlin, now why'd you open the door?
A voice asked behind him. I looked up and saw my packmate, Morgana, dangling a glowing stone from a chain. Her little face crinkled and she glanced at me. When Merlin first brought me to his house in the woods, I found Morgana already living there. She was a little bit bigger than me and definitely the favored pet. She knew all sorts of tricks like opening doors and getting food down from the pantry. She ate from a plate at the table like Merlin, never from a bowl on the floor. But why was she allowed behind the study door while I was stuck in the den?
He's never gotten used to being separated from us, Merlin said, sighing.
You're the one who wanted a dog,
said Morgana. She lowered the glowing stone and slipped it in her front pocket.
This is what a dog is like.
I've had dogs before, my dear girl, but never one quite as attentive as this.
Well, maybe you should let him sit with us,
Morgana said.
Sit with us? While we work?
What harm could he do?
I looked up at Merlin and wagged my tail.
Oh, he knows that puppy face gets him things, Merlin said, laughing. Come in before I realize what I'm doing.
I bounded into the study, the door swinging shut behind me. The air inside was rich with scents, fatty, acidic, moldy, ripe, metallic, sweet and sour. Rows of tall wooden shelves lined the walls. They were stacked with hundreds of plants, dried animals, soils, and mysteries. My nose went wild with all I was smelling.
Careful with the potion ingredients,
Morgana said as I scurried about. She tried to grab me with her tiny hands, but I dodged her.
The ones on the bottom shelves are safe to sniff, Merlin said, smiling.